Lord, we thank you for allowing us to have ears to hear. We thank you for allowing us to have hands to lift up and to praise unto you. But now, God, we ask that you would allow your manservant to increase, that forth your holy word can come forth. Speak to me, O God, that I may be able to speak to these your children. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place. For us in the name of Jesus the Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior. And all of God's children said, amen. Amen. Before we go into our message on this morning, just want to ask the church to remember families in prayer. The Evans family have had another death in their family. So we ask that you to keep the Evans family in your prayers. Also keep Brother Keith Alexander in your prayers. He had gone through a surgery. Amen. But I think the surgery come out pretty good. But continue to pray that he have a speedy recovery. Amen. And also, I know you can notice that my wife is not here. Keep her in your prayers. She had a bad spill with vertigo this weekend. And the world is spinning right now.
Yes, sir.
I thought I was the one that spun the world around. Amen.
All right.
But she says it's rough, amen. So continue to pray, amen, that that they be able to find the right medication that will help her out, amen. Amen. So it's good to see all of your beautiful faces in the place, and we just welcome you, especially those on social media, amen, those listening by radio, amen, amen. Word of God for the people of God. You'll find in the New Testament in Luke the 7th chapter, Luke the 7th chapter of Luke, and I'm going to begin around verse 36. When you found it, would you please say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Luke 7, beginning at verse 36. And I'm going to read down to 43 for your hearing pleasure. I'll be reading out of my NIV this morning. And it reads as this. Now, one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. So he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she bought an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissing them and pouring perfume on them. 39 says, when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who was touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she's a sinner. Verse 40 said, Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. He says, Tell me, teacher, he said. Two men owed money to a certain moneylender. One owed 5,500 denarians, and the other 50. Neither of them had the money to pay him back. So he canceled the debt of both. Now, which one of them loved him more? Verse 43, Simon replied, I suppose the one who had the biggest debt canceled. He said, you have judged correctly, Jesus said. And I want to stop right there, and you may be seated. And I want to use for a theme or a subject today, looking at, focusing on verse 37, it says, when the woman who lived a sinful life in the town, I want to talk about today changing positions. You know, oftentimes we find ourselves in life doing things that sometimes we don't enjoy. In other words, sometimes we land a job that we're really not happy with. If you really talk to a successful person, they will tell you, they will teach you, in order for you to be very successful, you got to really enjoy what you're doing.
Amen.
Because then it don't become work.
Right.
It's fun.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
It's fun. It's,
come on,
it's enjoyable.
It is. Amen.
But oftentimes we find ourselves in a position that is not desirable. We find ourselves in relationships that's not desirable, but we go along just to get along.
Come on, Will.
There have been many families that have raised children.
Yes, sir.
That have stayed together when they despise each other.
Hallelujah.
Just for the benefit of the children. And believe it or not, the children know the difference. They know when mama and daddy is happy or sad.
Hallelujah.
So we only fooling ourselves. Changing position. Now, the thing about a position, you have to learn that the first thing that I must do when it comes to changing my position, I must acknowledge that I'm in a situation.
Hallelujah.
I must acknowledge that the position that I'm in is not beneficial unto me, because it's got me so stretched out, my blood pressure is all out of whack. I can't sleep, and I can't do anything right, because all I can think about is how I despise the position that I found myself in.
Yeah, come on, Lord.
So in order for me to change that position, I have to acknowledge to myself that I need to make a change. The reason a lot of times we don't change position is because we're too afraid or we're too ashamed to acknowledge.
Preach now.
I messed up.
That's
yes,
right. Sir.
Come on.
Stay right there, Pastor.
There's nothing wrong with messing up. Just,
it ain't a
just don't stay there.
Oh. Yeah, Lord.
Oh, acknowledge you messed up.
If
think back when you were a little kid. And you begin to try to walk, and you started out and you wobbled and you failed.
Yes, sir.
But you didn't stay there. Your parents didn't allow you to stay there. They picked you up and dusted you off and stabilized you and encouraged you to take another step, to try it again.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And eventually you will get it. The yes. same thing with riding a bike. When you first started riding the bike, sometimes you had training wheels. Some of us had training wheels. I wasn't fortunate like that. I had to do it the school the hard way. You ride or die.
Come on, guys.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
But you learn to balance yourself and you learn to keep the rotation going.
Come on, Will.
And after a while you find yourself going in and every way you want it to go.
Amen.
So you've got to acknowledge that the state that you're in is not pleasing. The second thing that we got to do is that we have to learn to accept what's going on.
Amen.
You got to learn to accept, that I acknowledge that I've gotten this job, but now I accept it. And so now I need to learn to do something a little bit better.
Come on, Lord.
Because when we accept yes. something, you know, I don't know how many have ever had an addiction.
Come on.
An addiction, you can't deal with an addiction until you accept what's going on.
Come on, Will. Hallelujah.
Until you admit to yourself, you know what? I got a problem.
Yeah, Lord.
That's right.
It may be smoking, it may be drinking, it may be whatever it is.
Woo!
Be eating.
Hey, Lord.
It can be an addiction. It can be.
Amen.
I'm going to step on somebody's feet. Somebody like chocolate.
Woo!
It can be an addiction. It can be that Starbucks coffee.
Woo!
Can't live without it.
Hello.
But the first thing we got to do, we got to accept, you know what? I got to deal with this thing.
Come on.
I got to draw back. I remember I used to drink a lot of Mountain Dews, and I used to have one. I had to have one every day.
Jesus.
It was a craving. And so I accepted. I said, you know what?
Come on.
I got a problem. I need to get off these things.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Amen.
Listen, y'all, it wasn't as easy as I thought. I stopped drinking them things. I had a headache for 2 days. And it just let you know that sometimes you get caught up and you don't know you're caught up.
Yeah, Lord.
You don't know it, but when you acknowledge that you've got a problem and you accept it, then you can start. Then you can come to the third thing. You can respond to what's going on.
Jesus.
Whenever you respond to it, that's when your actions are put into action. When your words are put into action.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to think something, it's easy to say something, but until you get up.
Come on, with
and do something about it, nothing is going to happen. I don't care how many conferences you go to. I don't care how many Bible studies you sit in. I don't care how many sermons you hear that deal with that situation. If you don't acknowledge it, and if you don't accept it, and if you don't respond to it, you just wasting your time.
Yes, you are.
Glory, hallelujah.
Changing positions. We see here in this text, we see that there's a woman that had a problem. It starts out, it describes this woman as a sinful woman. When you study her out, you find that she had a problem going around, hanging with people that didn't belong to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to keep it clean.
Preach now.
He treats you good.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
She was a street lady. The Bible says that when she came in and said she began to stand at Jesus' feet and began to weep.
Come on now.
Teacher.
She began to wash his feet with her tears and, wipe them with her hair.
Praise the Lord.
But can you see that whenever she began to do this, religious people got jealous.
Yes, I know they did.
Because when I continued to read the story, the Bible says that one of them that was there said, y'all, I want to paraphrase it. He said, hey, man.
All right, now.
You know who touching you?
Come on with it.
I thought you was a prophet.
All right.
I thought you was the one. I thought you came to teach us. And if you were that good, you would know who was wiping your feet.
Yes.
Man, if you were that good, you wouldn't have nothing to do with her because kings, they don't mess with lonely people. They won't mess with prostitutes. They don't mess with homemongers. They don't deal with them. If you knew who was doing this,
come on with
me. You would tell her to get up and leave you alone.
Yes, Jesus.
We gotta be careful in who we downplay.
Come on. Amen.
Because you never know how God is dealing with somebody else.
That's right.
See, this woman had gotten sick and tired of being in the condition that she was in.
Yeah,
she knew that she was a sinner.
Yeah.
She knew that people talked about her.
Come on, Jesus.
She knew that men misused her. But she was ready to make a change. And so now we find here that she responded
in the name of Jesus
to her change.
Yes. Yeah.
When I think about Henry Brown, I think that he had to acknowledge the condition that he was in and accept it, but he had to come to a point. He said, I've got to respond.
Yeah, Lord.
I gotta change my position because this man has taken advantage of me. This man has taken my children. This man has taken my wife from me. I've got to respond. I've got to make a change. I've got to do something, even if it costs me my life.
Hallelujah.
In other words, Henry Brown was letting him know that even if he got killed,
yes,
in the process,
yeah,
he would be free.
He
would be free.
Amen.
And a lot of times, the reason we don't move,
come on with
the reason we don't respond, is because we're concerned about what someone else is going to say.
Hallelujah.
What someone else is going to do.
Yeah.
How they're going to talk about it.
Yeah, Lord.
But you got to understand that Romans 3:23 said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So therefore, if you can't cast no stone at me when you're living in a glass house. But the thing is that we got to learn to be encouraged by the word of God. When the word of God tells us that he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us, that he will put no more money than we're able. Even if I find myself, my spouse has left me.
me.
That's what the women thought that they were going to do when they went to the grave.
Come on, with.
Many of them think that they were here. They were just going to see. No, they were going to prepare, to give Jesus a proper burial. But this woman had already done it before him. She had anointed him. She had given him the proper burial that was due. And so, in other words, what I'm saying, sometimes people won't understand what you're doing. But as long as you're doing it for God, God will honor what you're doing. So make sure you keep doing what you're doing for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we rest on our feet, we're going to open the doors of the church. There may be someone here today, you know, that realized, you know, I just realized I just reached my breaking point. I acknowledge I'm caught up and I accept it and now I'm ready.